Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomach. And you know what? We love to talk about community events first and foremost, but we especially love to help out those that are raising money for rare forms of cancer. And we've got Zach Holt with us this morning talking about this fundraiser for Elevate. And Zach, first of all, welcome to Bridge FM.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And now let's talk a little bit about this event. Now, it's called Row for Hope. Talk a little bit about this event and how it came to be.
Well, we are based out of a community of fitness junkies, CrossFit Ripcord, in the community over at 1240 12th Street. We have a key member of our community, one of our coaches, one of my fellow coaches. We start at the same time. He was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma. And we really felt just kind of helpless for him. I mean, we could see it in him, what the toll it was taking on him, both physically and emotionally. We wanted to give back. We're all about pursuing community. We're all about trying to reach out to those. And we're really struggling at what that could mean and what that would look like. And being fitness-based, this made a lot of sense. It could be something that's not a race. Everyone just shows up. We collectively row towards this goal of 1 million meters. And that's the way we can show our support for him. I mean, he's fighting a battle insurmountably larger and harder than us getting together and rowing 1 million meters on a Saturday is. So this is a drop in the bucket as far as just trying to pay it forward and help him.
Try to give me a little more specifics. When you say row, I think you're out in a boat in the ocean and all that kind of stuff. But where, when, how does this all work?
Well, we have rowing machines. Sometimes if you classic ones might have water bubbles in the front of them as the air for water resistance as far as helping make that a harder pull and more authentic to the boats that you're talking about. But we have Concept 2 rowers. They're air-based, so the dampeners on those to increase the flow instead of water. And we'll have several of those set up in our large gym floor come Saturday morning where we'll set you up with the team. And your team, you get to trade off with them as often as you need to. So you can maybe do 500 meters at a time, maybe 1,000 meters if you're more on the adventurous side of it. Just whatever you can do for as long as you can do it right there in the floor. We will have water available, electrolytes. There will be a taco truck. Rosita's taco truck will be with us.
Are tacos the best protein that you can have when you're doing this?
Tacos fix everything.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
It's just pretty much everything.
It's good advice from some healthy people. I like that.
Yeah, chef's kiss. Yeah. They're very good tacos.
Oh, yeah. They are really good. Yeah, I've had them before. Very, very good. So this is Row for Hope, and it's raising money for sarcoma research through Elevate, and you can be a part of that. And rowing 1 million meters. Now, that sounds like a lot. About how long do you think this will take, but based on about how many people you think you'll have or how many people you had last year or whatever?
2 to 200 minutes.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it will be a few hours, and then we anticipate that, and that's the trade-off because we know expect that number to fluctuate based on who can come, when they can come. I mean, official kickoff is at 8:30, so that's when everyone will be started expecting to tabulate the rows and start those meters. It's kind of play it as you go. Last year, we did take, it was probably around 3 to 4 hours to accumulate that. Maybe a little longer this year, maybe a little less. It all depends on how many of you guys get out here. Help us out with that. I'd love to get home, lunch at normal time.
That's right.
Enjoy those tacos. You just don't want to eat a taco and then go back and row another 1,000 meters.
No,
that gets
no.
a little rough.
Yeah. So you want to wrap up by lunch for
sure.
Yes,
that would be lovely.
Yeah.
So please come out, help me.
So if you want to row for hope, that is this Saturday, and it starts officially at 8:30. So make sure you get there ahead of time and sign up, or sign up through, I think on the Facebook event, you can sign up, right?
We have links on the Facebook event. There's also a special page that Elevate has provided for us, so we can get that out there. And we're pushing that hard this week because we're obviously in the last few days.
Sounds good. Well, that's this Saturday at CrossFit Ripcord in Columbus on 12th Street there. All the details are on our website at thebridgefm.org. We have the link to the Facebook in there as well. And if we need to put anything else in there, we will. But Zach Holt, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us all about Row for Hope.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, guys.